"All rise," declared the bailiff. Fatime watched as everyone around her stood. She quickly did the same. A man in black robes entered the room and sat at the large wooden desk.
"You may be seated," he said.
He shuffled through some papers while everyone resumed their seats. The judge took time to read two papers he singled out from the rest. He had gray hair and a long gray mustache that made him look like he was always frowning. After a moment, he looked at Ramon.
"Ramon Morales, you are accused of assaulting the Bishop of Socorro, and it says here that afterwards you abandoned your duly elected duties as Sheriff of Socorro. How do you plead, sir?"
Ramon stood up, and his arm twitched, as though he was going to reach up and adjust his glasses. "I'm not guilty of assaulting the bishop, Your Honor. However, I do plead guilty to abandoning my job."
"Well, that makes things a little easier," said the judge.
Fatime thought she saw the corner of his mouth turn up in a smirk.
"Come, have a seat."
The judge indicated the chair next to his desk. Ramon moved around the table and stood in front of the judge. Sheriff Barella followed him and unlocked the handcuffs. Ramon rubbed his wrists and then straightened his glasses. The bailiff stepped up holding a Bible. "Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" Ramon looked at the Bible for a moment, then cast a quick glance toward Fatime. Finally, he put his hand on the Bible. "I do." He sat down next to the judge.
"Mr. Morales, I have an affidavit here from Bishop Ramirez that says you interrupted a ceremony at the San Miguel Church.
You grabbed a torch and you lit his robes on fire. I'd like you to tell us what happened in your own words."
Ramon swallowed. "Well, Your Honor, Bishop Ramirez had decided to take the law into his own hands. There was a new curandera in town who objected to his brother-in-law's mining interests. The bishop decided to burn Fatime, the curandera, at the stake as a heretic." The judge laughed outright, even though he still seemed to be frowning.
"Do you expect me to believe that? It sounds like something out of the Salem witch trials, not something from the 19th century."
"Your Honor, I swore to tell the truth," said Ramon. "When I tried to stop him, the torch he was going to use to light the pyre fell. It lit the bishop's robes on fire." Fatime stood up in her seat.
"That's exactly what happened," she declared.
Mrs. Castillo reached up and pulled her back to the seat as the judge banged a little hammer on the desk.
"I'll have order in this court."
He pointed the hammer towards Fatime.
"What is your name, young woman?"
"Fatime Karimi," she said. "I am the curandera."
The judge nodded.
"You agree with Mr. Morales' testimony?"
"I do, Your Honor."
Fatime nodded emphatically. The judge looked over at Ramon.
"She your girlfriend?"
Ramon smiled sheepishly. "Yes, Your Honor, she is."
"So tell me,"
said the judge. His brow creased.
"If the bishop was going to burn this young lady, who seems quite taken with you, by the way, why didn't you arrest him and charge him with attempted murder?"
Fatime felt her cheeks grow warm at the judge's words. Ramon shifted uncomfortably in the chair. "The bishop is popular, Your Honor. His brother-in-law owns one of the major businesses in Socorro. I was afraid I might have a riot on my hands."
"You took an oath to uphold the law, Mr. Morales. Whether your story is accurate or Bishop Ramirez's, I don't take kindly to what you've told me. You either committed a crime, then fled the scene, or you witnessed a crime and didn't pursue it. Do I understand that correctly?"
Ramon looked down at his hands folded in his lap. "Yes, Your Honor, you do."
"You may step down," said the judge.
As Ramon stood, Sheriff Barella approached and put the handcuffs back around his wrists and led him to the table. The judge then turned and asked Ray Hillerman to take the seat next to him. Once Hillerman was sworn in, the judge turned to him.
"Mr. Hillerman, I gather you're the new acting sheriff of Socorro. What can you tell us about the day Mr. Morales is accused of assaulting the bishop?"
Hillerman shifted in his seat, and he looked from Ramon to the judge.
"I saw a lot of riled up people carrying wood to the San Miguel Church. I reported that to the sheriff."
"Did you accompany Mr. Morales to the church?"
"No, Your Honor. I stayed behind at the office."
"So, you didn't actually see the events transpire at the church?"
"No, Your Honor."
"What did you think was happening?"
"I'm not rightly sure."